ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we are back here at Bomber Stadium. It's going to be second down and 12 at the 47-yard line of Mountain Home. Salem Springs, Marlon's going to drop back to pass. He's looking to pass it. Levin's going to be high in and out of his hands of his intended receiver.
He better be lucky to catch that because Barrett Miller was getting ready to de-cleat that old boy. He was licking his chops, I guarantee you. Look out, he was ready.
We're getting it figured out. This is going to
be a. We got a new producer, Sambo, clicking the buttons over here.
He's doing great.
We're trying our best. It's a lot to go. Third down and 12, the 47-yard line.
Taking their time, getting their plays in. Guys, how beautiful is that moon over there?
It's awesome. Overlooking the field over here.
Painting a prettier picture, I don't think.
And here we go again. Salem is going to have to take a timeout right here. 11:57 left here in this second quarter. Pretty good. Salem's coaches are mad right here, guys.
Yeah, so in the pregame, one of the things we didn't get an opportunity to talk about is conference standings a little bit. So just real quick, you know, Greenwood's setting 3-0. Lake Hamilton's 3-0. Mountain Home set at 2-1 the conference. Shiloh Christian's at 2-1. Russellville is 1-2. Van Buren's 1-2. And then Southside sets at 0-3, and Silent Spring sets at 0-3. Tonight's matchup, Greenwood's going to be at Lake Hamilton.
Okay.
So we'll bring those scores tonight. Of course, Silent's here at Mountain Home. Southside is at Van Buren, so we'll keep an eye on that game. That's going to have implications. And then Shiloh Christian is also at Russellville tonight. So it'll be interesting to see if what happens with Russellville, if they're able to bounce back there. But a lot of good football going on in the region tonight. Have implications here for the Bombers.
So the second quarter is brought to you by Clay Maxi Chevrolet. I do have Eric Stewart sitting right in front of me who refuses to come up here and talk with us.
He's good luck.
His wife's even calling him out.
I don't know what the deal is.
Handoff is going to be on the left side to Astacio, and Mountain Home's defense is all over it, guys. They are all over this as Astacio tries to get out around the right side. He's going to lose 1 yard. It's going to bring up fourth down, and, well, they moved it back another quarter of a yard, and they're going to say 12 and a quarter here. Linda Wilbur, watching from Independence, Missouri. Appreciate you, Miss Linda. Every week you're tuning in. Joey and Tia Hedrick, class of 13, watching from Missouri.
Surely they're not trying to go for it on fourth down.
Marla is in the shotgun, but now he's going to back up about 8 yards behind it. Looks like this is going to be a catch and punt by the quarterback, and this is going to be a high punt. He's going to bound at the 20, take a sideline bounce as it gets inside the 20-yard line and be down all the way down to the 10-yard line. Velma Marler, class of 78. Alumni Friday here. Hit us in with your dates. Guys, this is what I was laughing about. Enjoying the game by the campfire in the backyard. Glad to see you guys have more room to spread out in the press box this week, Mr. John Fish.
So you missed us in the pregame, Brad. You're down in the field. That's all we talked about. We felt like we were in the first-class accommodations tonight.
No kidding.
More leg room than we physically know what to do with.
Barrett takes the snap. He's going to hand it around to Chenoweth. He's going to stay patient behind his offensive line and pick his way out past the 15, keep his feet churning. Guys, they're letting these plays go a long time before Blay on the play dead, all the way out to the 19.
I was just thinking the same thing, Brad. How long is these coaches going to let that go on?
If I'm a coach, I'm saying stop. You're going to get my kids hurt.
That's
right?
Exactly what I'm thinking.
Second down and 2. Barrett's going to fake the handoff to Chenoweth this time and keep the ball up the middle. He's going to rumble out past first down yardage as he gets out to the 23-yard line. First and 10, Mountain Home.
I mean, this is what you want to see, Brad. Let's chew some clock. Let's string together a nice 80-yard drive, and let's put another score on the board.
Let's get back to state. Trevor Reeves, class of 07, says this is a big game here. If we can win this game, we have a winning season. Barrett's going to fake the handoff. He's going to try to get outside on the left side. guys, he's going to be met. That's one thing Barrett's got to learn at quarterback. You're kind of behind it a little bit. Those outside run plays where you're not getting the handoff and blockers out in front of you sometimes don't go as quickly as they did at the running back. It's going to be a loss of 2 yards as they push him back to the 21 and a quarter.
So in that read option situation there, he's holding that ball in there and making that decision. Yeah, you know, he has the opportunity to pull that out or he can keep it. He saw something there that taught him to keep it. It just wasn't the right call.
Bear's going to roll to the right. He's going to look to pass, and he's got Gus Wilbur over the top. Ball's going to be tipped up in the air and intercepted at the 50-yard line. Ball intercepted by Siloam Springs at the 50-yard line. Gus Wilbur tried to jump up and get the ball, tipped off his hands. Siloam Springs safety, number 12, was right there to come away with it. It's going to be first down and 10 for Siloam Springs.
That's unfortunate there. You know, they typically teach them if they can't catch it, knock it down, keep it down. Unfortunately, he popped it up like a volleyball, and he was standing right there waiting on it.
That was the junior Jackson Anderson with the interception. Siloam going to take over the ball here in business at the 44-yard line of Mountain Home.
Listen to Clay Maxey, second quarter. Clay, one of Maximum Chevrolet, one of the great dealerships here in town. Make sure to check them out, visit them, go by and see them. They got a wonderful service department. Like you said, Eric's sitting down there.
Yep.
We'll try to keep doing our best to get him up here.
Marlo's going to take the snap. It's going to be an inside handoff. Ooh. As their little triple option here. A little extracurricular play as Eli Jones gets shoved down. We're going to pick up 2 yards all the way out to the 42-yard line.
That's one bear I don't know if I'd poke,
boys. I don't know that I'd poke. Waylon Jennings Jones, that's what we're going to call him, right?
I'm telling you, boy, that's a hornet's nest you don't want to tangle with.
Well, that was Suarez. Suarez doesn't seem to be afraid of old Jones.
Jones been ready to start put a whooping on him.
Yeah, Jones is fired up right here. He's going to put his head down. It's going to be a handoff. And I'll tell you who else is fired up. Blake Vacco. Blake Vacco comes in with the initial hit. Jacob Chinowith comes in and cleans up the mess as it's going to be a 7-yard loss back to the 50-yard line. Guys, our defense is fired up right now. Going to bring up third down and 16.
It appears, Brad, that's our recipe. Just pin your ears back. Go get them.
Go get them.
Just go get them.
Hey, let's go one-on-one on the outside until they can beat us with a throw. 8:40 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet second quarter. Mountain Home leading 7-0. Marlo's going to be under center this time. He's going to fake the handoff. He's got a man out to the right. He's going to overthrow his receiver. Eli Jones was bearing down on him. He overthrows the receiver. Fourth down and 16 at the 50. As Siloam Springs looks like they're coming back to punt.
The amount of pressure this defensive line's been getting, Brad, is just beautiful. They have been able to dominate Siloam's offensive line this whole first quarter, halfway through the second quarter, and the results are showing.
I did win Eric Stewart on his way up here since Clay Maxey Chevrolet is the second quarter. I don't think Siloam is fooling anybody when they get the quarterback under center on 4th and 16 and act like they're going to snap it. The ball is fumbled. The ball is fumbled. It's going to be kicked away and is going to be blocked. And they tackle the punter. It's going to be about a 12-yard punt, maybe 11 and a half.
I think it was.
Because it's going to be down to the 41-yard line.
The White Hat wasn't biting at that time.
He was not biting.
They were 2 yards away from him. He still fell down.
Yeah, he's like, if you're going to fumble the ball and not be able to catch it and throw it around, you deserve to get hit. As Clay Maxey Chevrolet, general manager, Eric Stewart is up here in the booth with us. I did shame you into it. He really looks a little closer to you.
Right. Peer pressure.
I'm not loud enough, I guess.
So Barrett's going to take the snap. He's going to hand off to Chinowith up the middle. As Chinowith is going to rumble out past the 45 to the 47. Eric, let's talk about this. We've been talking about this. Look at these officials. They're marking the ball at the half-yard line.
It's been a rough night for those guys.
Was it a fumble down there?
Negative.
Negative. That's what I
thought. Not even close.
Well, I think you were closer than that official that made the call.
I was, yeah.
Barrett takes a snap and hands it off to Chinowith. He's going to rumble past the 50 into Siloam Springs territory to the 46-yard line. So what are you saying, Eric? No, guys, this guy knows football. We called after the Shiloh game. We talked about it. He knows football. What are you seeing tonight, Eric?
Well, I'm seeing that the Panthers look a lot more like bullfighters on that offensive line tonight, letting our guys through. That's for sure.
Our defense is playing good tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, big boys are doing it.
It's going to be a false start here as Eston Ford got caught here trying to go a little early. Siloam Springs tried to do that little all the defensive line move, and it caught Eston off guard here. We're going to mark the ball back at the 49 and a quarter yard line.
3/16.
3/16. Barrett's going to take the snap. It's just going to be straight quarterback draw this time around the right side. He's going to get past the 50. He's going to lower his head, get positive yardage out past the 45, get back to the original line of scrimmage. Going to bring up second down and 10. So you got a new quarterback back there, Eric. You're the offensive coordinator. I think you just keep calling plays.
Keep doing it. We hadn't struggled moving the ball, really. We've hurt ourselves. You know, we got a bad call down there, but we hadn't struggled to move the ball.
I think you're going to see us run and get up a couple scores. 7:18 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Second quarter, Chenoweth going to take the handoff around the left side. Stay patient as he does. Go under one tackle. Stiff arm another guy. Drag him about 5 yards. And if you get 3, 10, 5, touchdown, Bombers! Jacob Chenoweth drug a guy about 7 yards, shoot him off like a fly about the 20-yard line, and says, here I go, boys. I'm going to pay dirt. 13-0 with 7:04 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet second quarter.
I held it back.
You did. You didn't call it. I was going to let you call it, but you didn't.
I wouldn't do it again.
Last time he's here, he called it about 10 yards short. Touchdown. Ballard's going to get the extra point. It is up. It is good. 14-0. Bombers leading.
Awesome.
You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppables bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppables, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo.
Come by and see Eric and the guys at Clay Maxey. They'll get you some awesome cards as Ballard's going to kick this ball off. It's going to be fielded at the 16-yard line. Siloam's going to bring it out. They've regretted that decision all night, and they regret it again. As Mountain Home's defense just snows under the kick returner, he has nowhere to go. Guys, I think Siloam has 2 first downs, if I'm not wrong, right, Barkley? One of them on their own accord, one of them on a rough and the punter. And, you know, they're going to start this drive here at the 29-yard line.
Eric got a world-class service center over there, too, at Clay Maxey Chevrolet.
And getting better. You know, we're really trying to improve a lot of stuff. We got some new faces, some young talent back there, and we're really making strides.
Just got a text. Mike Stockton texted in, said he got his vehicle from there. Spectacular service. Great. Loved it. Loved everything.
Thanks,
so.
Mike.
So, yeah, hey, got another text. Hit us up on the text line, 870-321-6839. David Benedict, class of 57, watching in. See AJ in the service department. AJ text in. Got to give AJ some love. At least he's not playing college football NCAA 25.
That's right.
Handoff's going to go around the left side to Flores as he's going to fight for yardage, and he's going to get that.
AJ's got some GM tests he needs to be taking right now. So if you're watching,
AJ, the principal says you need to be studying, bro.
Shut down the NCAA, man.
Need to be studying. It's going to be a half-yard game. Do you have half-yards in your stats there, Barkley? It's going to be a half-yard game as he's going to be just short of the 30-yard line. Flores is going to take the snap here. Or, sorry, Marlett's back there at quarterback. He's going to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Astacio, and Astacio says, not going anywhere. Dawson, the dog, Dunlap, as he comes around that left side, makes the tackle for loss. You go back to your original line of scrimmage. It's going to bring up a third down and 10. 6:08 left here in this Clay Maxey Chevrolet. Second quarter, Mountain Home leading 14-0. Salem's offense is struggling to find anything, boys.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nowhere to go. I mean, every hole they try to run in, there's 2 or 3 Bombers standing in it. It doesn't look like they can throw much. I'm not sure what they're going to do, Brad.
Rebecca Garrett, class of 91, watching from Little Rock. Appreciate it. Tommy Knight, class of 74 at the game.
Get it.
He's going to draw back to pass. He's going to get sacked, but he's going to try to throw the ball. As he throws the ball, it is going to be complete. But, guys, I don't know. He was past the line of scrimmage when he threw that ball.
Mm. Awfully close.
You're saying the pass is complete, though, short of midfield, where the receiver is going to be brought down at the 48. Siloam on the ball quickly.
Guys, he's just playing a game of hot potato. He's just trying to get rid of it, running for his life.
Marlette's going to hard count, try to draw Mountain Home off sides as they get to the line quickly. Guys, they don't want to go anywhere in a hurry. I promise you that. We're going to take this snap at the 47-yard line. Marlette's going to drop back. He's looking to pass again. He's going to be tackled this time. Eli Jones with the tackles. He gets back there, gives us a nice sack. Waylon Jennings Jones is what we're calling him. He loves some Waylon Jennings, so that's his song for the night.
The hunk.
It's going to be a 5-yard loss back to the 43-yard line. Going to bring up second down and 15 as the clock ticks under 4:50 here left in this half. Marlette's trying to direct traffic as no one from Salem seems to know what they're going to go to here. He's going to take the snap, and he's passing again. He's got Setzer coming. He's going to try to get rid of it. Guys, he just, like, threw that ball over his shoulder like playground ball.
I think I heard him scream when he threw it.
There's been a lot of screaming over there from the sideline. I don't know if you heard that. Lots of chants.
Blake,
strange.
Blake Vacco and Aiden Setzer both bearing down on the quarterback right there. He just tried to get rid of it as quickly as possible. Bring up third down and 15. Ben and Laura Strider watching from Mountain Home. Love our Bomber boys. Jason Morris, class of 91, watching from Maryland. Nathan Williams, 23, watching from Russellville. Keep hitting us up, guys. Homecoming night. It's alumni appreciation night. Marlon's going to take the snap, hand it off to Flores, and he is going to go nowhere.
Nice.
I love how Marlon, like, fakes like he passes it every time he hands the ball off. I think it's fooling anybody. It's going to be no gain there. Going to be a fourth down at 15.
I don't know if our D-line is really good or if they're just really struggling, but we've been in their backfield all
We've lived in the backfield, haven't all we?
Salome looks like they're set to punt. Finally, here comes Flores back as a punter. He just took a shot. Running that ball. He doesn't look like he wants to be back there very quickly. 13 seconds left.
He's still trying to walk it off.
Got to be careful trying to block this thing.
Yep, stay down. I think we're going to go safe, and we did that time.
He might still fall down, though.
Punt's going to be fielded by Barrett Miller at the 30. He's going to get past the 35. He's going to be met there. Bring the ball out past the 36-yard line. That's where Mountain Home will set up shop here with 3:45 left in this Clay Maxi Chevrolet second quarter. Well, Eric, we'll let you get back to your family, brother. We appreciate you coming up
here. You guys are great. Appreciate you letting me come up here.
We'll be expecting something to add to the bingo card tonight before you slide out, by the way.
Oh, well, you know, I think what we'll see the rest of the night is what most people see with Panthers. You hear about them all the time. You just don't always see them, right?
Don't always see them. They're going to be missing.
That's right.
It's like Bigfoot. Well, we appreciate you, Eric.
See you boys later.
Appreciate you. We'll see you. Visit Clay Maxi Chevrolet. They'll take care of all your automotive needs. Barrett's going to hand the ball off to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to get out past the 40-yard line to the 41. It'll be a nice gain on first down of 4 yards.
Chenoweth just continues to be patient back there, just taking every yard they'll give him.
Or half or quarter or whatever it is. 3:29 left. Mountain Home does get the ball to start the second half, so we'd love to put this ball in. Barrett's going to quarterback keep. Guys, Barrett, when he gets around and dances around, he's having tough sledding. When he hits that hole hard and gets those tough 3 or 4 yards, he's able to pick some up and get through the hole. There he got one as he gets out to the 42-yard line. Going to bring up third down and 4. Barrett takes the snap. Chenoweth around the right side. Going to spin. Get out right at first down yardage, but there is a flag that's thrown. That is in the area of holding. In the area of holding, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So that's going to be a 10-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. It is not a spot foul in the state of Arkansas, so it's going to be from the line of scrimmage. If the penalty is behind the line of scrimmage, it goes back to the original line of scrimmage. If it's in front of it, it goes from the spot at that point. So it's going to push Mountain Home back 10 yards. It's going to bring up third down and 14 as they snap this ball at the 32-yard line. See a screen pass coming right here, boys.
Let's say we're going to lean on Barrett's arm here a little bit.
He's got 5 wide. Trips to the left, twins to the right. It's going to be an inside screen to Chenoweth. Chenoweth is going to get tracked down from behind. He's going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, maybe the quarter or half a yard more as they mark him out at the 40. Let's say 37-yard line. Going to get 4th down and 9 for Mountain Home.
It's like Chenny might have twisted his ankle up there a little bit. He's hopped off. He's down here with the trainer.
David and Debbie Parks, class of 74, watching. Hey, Brad Coleman calling this game, class of 2000. Kurt Drury on the camera. class of 2000. Dylan Conley is over there as well. All Mount Home grads. That's a good kick by Dunlap as it pushes the receiver back out inside 30, but he's going to make a couple man miss. He has room around the left side, but the dog, as the punter says, no, sir. That's one good thing about having your best tackler as punter. He is not going to let him get to the end zone. He wraps him up, but Siloam does bring the ball into Mountain Home territory as they get it out the 41-yard line.
Tom Dunlap's putting on a straight clinic on how to tackle people tonight. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I hope all the youth football players are taking note.
Man, got a nice sunset view from Cranfield Campground. Jason, Angie, Steven, and Rhonda, hit us up on the Hopper Termite Pest Control text line, 870-321-6833. 3-9.
That is nice.
It was beautiful,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
Siloam going to take the snap here. 41-yard line, 204 left in this half. Marlon's going to take the snap, inside handoff, but I tell you guys, it is just nowhere. I mean, Mountain Home's able just to rush four. They're able to get back in the backfield, and they're able to keep everything as Big Grin makes the tackle on Flores there.
For now, Greenwood leads Lake Hamilton 21-7 in the first quarter.
Got go Bombers. I've known Dawson since he was 5 years old, so proud of him and me to my granddaughter. So snap is going to be taken. It's almost picked off as Hunter Estes comes in, almost able to come down with the ball as Marlett throws the ball around the right side. Incomplete, though, third down and 9 at the 40-yard line.
Hunter Estes is going to be thinking about that one tonight when he tucks himself into bed because he missed a big opportunity to get a big interception there.
Yep.
So we're right between his hands there.
39 at the 40-yard line. Siloam Springs here with 1:34 left in this half. Mount Home leading 14-0. Marlett dropping back to pass under all kinds of pressure. Throws the ball. Pass is incomplete as Barrett Miller comes in and knocks that old boy out. Number 4 jumped up to try to make the catch right there. Barrett Miller came in. He had it in his hand. And Barrett Miller just says, no, sir, and knocks that ball loose.
He loves those shots. He takes them right to jail, man.
Those feel good. Mountain Home playing safe here. They're going to call timeout. Fourth down and 9 at the 40. Don't know if Siloam's going to go for it or punt it, but Mountain Home is definitely going to call timeout. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
The future is not about a bond reaching maturity. The future is what my grandfather worked for. It's what my father carried on. It's my responsibility today. The future is my son's tomorrow. At the Stevens Private Client Group, we believe that our strength builds success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
28 left in this half. Another problem I'd have if I saw them going for it, I'd give Mountain Home somewhat of a short field.
Yeah.
If I punt this ball back and make them go 80 yards in a minute, 28 seconds with a new quarterback, I can go into half only down 14. If I give the ball up right here and they go score, they can double dip on me. That's what I'm
– I was looking at some stats while y'all had guests in here, and we've only scored more than 17 one time in the first half. We have been below 17 in the first half.
And they're going to quick kick punt it as the quarterback is the punter. It's going to bounce at the 10, take a high bounce and check up. Great coverage down there as it rolls inside the 5 down to the 3-yard line. That is where Mountain Home will start this possession. I love this. We've been getting a bunch of alumni. Class of 2031, go Bombers, watching from Nashville, Tennessee, but not missing the Bombers.
Nice.
I love that.
Yep.
Take future classes.
Class of 87's wife and myself are saying go Bombers, Melissa, class of 87, watching that. Barrett going to be under center here. He takes a snap, turn around, and Mount Home fumbles the ball.
Oh, no.
The ball is going to be fumbled. It is going to be a scrum and fight for it. Siloam is pointing, saying they have the ball, and they do. Siloam has the ball. They are going to be able to come away with it. It is going to be a turnover. It was just a bad exchange between Miller and Chenoweth. Chenoweth is pointing to his side, saying, man, it was put right in my side, not in the breadbasket there. Yeah. See him out there talking about it?
He did. He bounced it right off his inside shoulder. Yeah. Yeah, and it just bled right out to him. Terrible situation to put your defense in.
Salem's going to have the ball first and goal at the 12-yard line. Marlis going to go under center. He's going to hand off inside, and they are going to get a touchdown. Triple option play as he hands it off on the inside. 25, Estacio is able to run it in from 4 yards out to cut this lead 14-6 with 108 left here in this first half.
Offense kind of hung him out to dry there, giving him terrible field position. Defense just couldn't get it done.
That's a tough call to go under center right there instead of staying where you've been in the shotgun. But trying to play it safe, just got to make that exchange there. The extra point kick is up, and it is going to be good. Siloam cuts this lead in half with 108 left here in this first half. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7.
Head over to NFLShop.com today for the largest collection of officially licensed gear from all your favorite brands. NFL Shop is your ultimate destination for the official NFL sideline collection worn by players and coaches on game day. Explore the same sideline and on-field gear worn by your favorite players and coaches at NFL Shop. To shop now, go to NFLShop.com.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. And it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
And the kick is going to be away. It is going to be fielded at the 10-yard line. Mount Home's going to bring it out to the 30-yard line, the 29. That's where we'll start with 102. I think you got to be aggressive here. I think you got to go try to score as Jacob Chenoweth is the one that brought that ball out to the 29. I don't think you can be scared of turnovers. I think you just got to say, we're going to go try to score.
Yeah, you got a minute left. We know we can move the football on him. Just go get it done.
First and 10 at the 29. Miller's going to be in shotgun. He's going to take the snap. He's going to hand it off to Chenoweth at the middle. Chenoweth's got room. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. He's going to get dragged down from behind at the 30-yard line. They're going to say he's down this time. They're going to say he's down this time as the official's finally in the right position. He's going to get dragged down at the 31-yard line. Mountain Home in business. 54 seconds left here in this half.
Great run right there. Just find a seam and hit right up the middle.
Derek takes a snap. Going to hit Chenoweth again. Going to make a couple men miss as he stays inside. Dives forward out to the 26-yard line. Let me second down in five. Mount Home on the ball quick here with 40 seconds left. Mount Home has one timeout left. Barrett takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to stay behind his blockers as he gets around the left side. Guys, he's trying to string these plays out, and it's just not working for him. They're taking up a lot of time as we got 22 seconds left. Zachlin's calling timeout. Mount Home is going to get the timeout. Say 17 seconds left on the clock. Let me bring up third down and five as we come back after this timeout here. Guys, what do you do if you're Mountain Home?
I'm just sitting here thinking, for Miller, that's a hard ask to go from running back, then your receiver, and now we need you a quarterback, and the timing and fakes and handoffs and making sure everything lines up, to ask him to switch those gears, switch those timings, and not be able to shake and bake as he has been. That's a tall ask, and that's leaning away from who he is as a player.
Definitely is, guys. You know, we got 20 seconds. They did put 20 seconds back on the clock. Miller's trying to extend those plays way out to the left out here, and he's kind of holding those balls out. And this is something I've seen down here. I see Gage Miller down here warming up. Or Gage Wilson, sorry, is a backup quarterback, and he's going to be in. It looks like, I don't know if Miller came out hurt on that play, or are they going to try to just use Wilson as a throw? I know Gage can throw the ball. Sophomore quarterback threw the ball quite a bit. And Gage is going to be under center when we come back in here.
I like this look. I think you need just a little bit more than Barrett's arm gets you. So I think that's what they're looking at here.
So he's got Dawson Dunlap to one side and Chenoweth to his left as Gage is in.
You like his the opportunity for him to go up and get the ball, too, as a receiver.
He's going to take the snap, and he's looking to pass, and he's throwing the corner. He's got Talon Palmer in the corner. It's touchdown! No, Talon dropped the ball. The ball hit him in the hands. Talon dropped the ball in the corner of the end zone. Great pass by Gage. Hit Talon in there. But, guys, this is what I like even more. We're bringing in Isaac Ballard here.
Love it. Hey, Gage getting it done there. His number's called. He comes in, throws a great pass. Good job. I like that.
Isaac Ballard's going to take this kick here from the 30. The ball's going to be placed at the 33-yard line. It is going to be a 43-yard kick. Left or right, there's not a lot of wind. Not a lot of wind. As the snap is back, the hold is down, the kick is up, and the kick is just topped. And it's going to be fielded. They can return. It is a live ball. Asylum's going to catch the ball and return it, but they're not going to return it very far as he gets it to the 25. Guys, that didn't look good from the beginning as they were trying to rush somebody on right here. Mountain Homes coaching staff is just not happy with execution. The minor mistakes that we're making, drop passes, just been a tough first half for the Bombers.
Yeah, I know. We're Bomber Blue, but Aries Red right now. He is furious. And, you know, just I don't blame him. I mean, you got to – that kick, you just wasn't able to get enough of the ball. I mean,
but it was we were rushing around, play clock was going down.
You weren't ready. I guarantee they're gonna get an earful in halftime.
They're gonna get the ball to start the second half. Asylum is gonna take and kneel on the ball. That's more yardage, positive yardage than they've had from running the ball in a while as they took the 1 yard loss there. That's gonna be the end of the half. Mountain Home leading 14-7. This is the Clay Maxey Chevrolet second quarter. You've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
Get ready for the Salvation Army's 8th Annual Red Kettle Cook-Off on November 1st at Real Life Church. Local chefs will be cooking up their best dishes, all to support those in need right here in our community. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the Salvation Army, Our Best Bank, KTLO, and Staff Bank, and First Community Bank. Every dollar raised helps bring hope this Christmas and beyond. Taste the season, give from the heart, and help make a difference this holiday season.